It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Have you ever wondered why angels appeared to unnamed shepherds at night outside a little town, Bethlehem, to declare a message of universal importance? Luke 2, verses 1 to 20, locates us geographically, historically, and prophetically. The ancient prophet Micah foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Micah 5, verse 2. This prophecy was confirmed in Matthew's gospel. But why shepherds? The answer may surprise you. Luke carefully investigated everything from the beginning. It appears that his main source for the material in his early chapters was probably Mary herself. The incident of the shepherds is recorded for us in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. Here's what Luke writes. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now that's what happened. But why shepherds? Up to that point, one could argue that the conception and birth of Jesus Christ was the greatest historical event ever. God had become a human being. He was born in Bethlehem, and his name is Jesus. The news was told by angels to these shepherds. We may think that protocol would demand that news this important should have been told to the highest authorities in the region, if not the world. Why didn't the angels make the announcement to Caesar Augustus in Rome? Bethlehem is a mere 5.5 miles, less than 9 kilometers, from the Jewish capital of Jerusalem. Why didn't the angels appear to Governor Quirinius or King Herod? Why didn't they appear to the Jewish high priest at the temple? Why shepherds? Consider that these were not ordinary shepherds. Alfred Edersheim, who lived between 1825 and 1889, provides an intriguing answer to our question. Edersheim was Jewish by birth and training. Later, he became a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, studied and taught biblical theology in Scotland, and wrote a book entitled The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah. Writing about these shepherds, Edersheim referenced the Jewish Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah is a collection of documents recording oral traditions governing the lives of Jewish people during the period of the Pharisees. So, as such, an understanding of the Mishnah gives us insight into how Jewish people lived during the time of Jesus. One regulation in the Mishnah, quote, expressly forbids the keeping of flocks throughout the land of Israel, except in the wildernesses. And the only flocks otherwise kept would be those for the temple services, end quote. Jerusalem and Bethlehem and their surrounding fields were not in the wilderness, where ordinary flocks of sheep were allowed to be kept. Therefore, according to the Jewish regulations, these flocks must have been kept for sacrifices in the temple at Jerusalem. It appears that these shepherds kept sheep that were used for sacrifice. Then they heard, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Luke 2, verse 11. The message of the angels to these shepherds signified, among other things, that the time of animal sacrifices for sin would soon be over. The reality of those sacrifices for all sin would be realized in the one sacrifice forever of Jesus Christ the Savior. It's no wonder these shepherds let loose glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. Now, that's how Eugene Peterson puts it in The Message. Christmas is the traditional time for celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Let's remember why he came, not only to live, but to die as a sacrifice for sin once and for all, and be raised from the dead on the third day. Indeed, we can join with the shepherds saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men and women on whom his favor rests."
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.